You're listening to Arise All Is Well, the official podcast of Arise Church in Indianapolis, Indiana, with Pastor Keith Taylor II. Each week, we bring you a powerful message of truth, hope, and faith, recorded live from our Sunday service. New episodes drop every Tuesday. You can listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get into today's word.
To keep me from being conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations of the thorn that was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from being conceited. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. We're going to read that again together. But he said, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with my weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities, for when I am weak, then I am strong. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. The title is, When God Says No. When God Says No. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest upon you. I need you to get that in your spirit, because we feel like, I don't want to come to God because I'm too weak. I don't want to come to God unless I have it figured out. And I'll just have him add to and help me. Grace doesn't always take the pain away. Sometimes it just gives you the strength to survive it. God did not remove it, but he revealed something greater. He said, my grace is sufficient. What he's saying is, my grace is enough. It's enough. It's all you need. What do you do when the answer to your prayer is not subtraction, but sufficiency? When his answer is not elimination, but elevation? God doesn't always change your situation, but he can change your perspective. Grace is not weak. It is divine strength clothed in your weaknesses. Grace is not the absence of trouble. It's the presence of God in trouble. He's not going to take the trouble away. He's going to be there with you while you go through the trouble.
That's right.
Okay. I'm going to prove it to you. Let me put my prosecutor hat on. In Judges chapter 6, Gideon doubted himself. He was the least in all his family. And he was from the weakest clan out of all of them. But God calls him a mighty man of valor. He delivers Israel with only 300 men. 300 versus thousands. That's where you get the movie 300, you know. Anyway, 300 versus thousands of men. Showing that victory belongs to the Lord and not human strength.
That's right.
God's grace takes someone who feels disqualified and uses them as a deliverer. Okay, you don't believe me. Moses, Exodus chapter 4. Moses admitted, he said, God, I'm slow of speech and my tongue is messed up. Essentially confessing to a stuttering problem. God's answer was, not that you ain't got to speak. God who gave human beings their mouths, he said, now go, I will help you speak and I will teach you what to say. It's not that you're not going to have to do the thing that he called you to do.
Yes.
It's that you have to do it with him on your side anyway.
Yes.
God's grace turns a stammerer into the spokesman of heaven.
Yes.
He's speaking to the Pharaoh, the King of Kings at that time. He is speaking with all power and all clarity and with the Holy Spirit. He still had to go and speak, even though that was his greatest thorn. Okay, Elijah, come here. After a great victory on Mount Carmel, Elijah ran into the wilderness. He was depressed. He was afraid. He even prayed that he would die. He called fire down from heaven. And in the next moment, he's praying that he's going to die. That can show you we can do mighty works for God in one season and in the next season be depressed. But you got to keep your eyes and your heart fixed on Jesus. Amen. Instead of rebuking him, God sent an angel with food, with water, and rest, and gave him grace to sustain him in his lowest moment. Grace comes not just to strengthen our spirit, but to feed your body when you feel like quitting. One more. David, after his sin with Bathsheba, he was broken. He was guilty. He looked over, saw Bathsheba, thought she was attractive, and decided he was going to have her husband killed in the army and take her for himself. But instead of disqualifying him, God forgave him, restored him, and still called him a man after his own heart. Grace covers what guilt tries to bury. I'm using all these references to help you understand that his grace is sufficient. Amen. And I'm going to make it personal. When I had my stroke, I was like, should I keep doing this? And I really wanted to act like it didn't happen at all. I'm just going to keep going with my life. I'm going to keep working. And everything will be fine if I just keep at the same pace. If I keep going, if I keep preaching, if I keep running my business, and right? But it came a point where after I left the hospital, some things were not as fast as they were before. I could get the information in, but giving it back out was harder. I had to think about it, the words as they come out. And I'm like, God, why did you do this to me? I'm trying to work for you. What are we doing? Right? Why are you doing this to me? I got so much to do. And he just gave me a revelation that I had to do this to you, one, to slow you down, and two, so you will stop relying on you and you'll start relying on me. He was telling me the same thing he was telling Paul. I have given this to you in order for you not to be conceited, for you to know that you have to rely on me. So going forward, I'm always going to know I have to rely on him. Because although I may not act like it, I may not seem like it, it's still bothering me to this day. I put on a great front. Most men, if you won't be honest, we being men, we front, right? And we'll hide it, and you will never know unless we tell you this is what I'm going through. It hurts us a lot more. It bothers us a lot more. But we keep it together for your sakes. We keep showing strength. We keep showing that we're proud and we got it all together. But sometimes we have to recognize that it's the grace of God that's able to keep us in this position today. I seen somebody else who had a stroke at the same time I had a stroke. This person could not talk. They could not walk, right? They were bedridden. But by his grace, I was able to get up and walk out of the hospital. I know you ain't gonna clap for it, but I'm gonna clap for it. Paul's strength was in deliverance, but God showed him strength in dependence. When you depend on God, that's when you're really strong, not when you're relying in and of yourself. He said, I am weak, then I am strong, especially for my men in the house today. It is okay to be weak in God. Yes. And let him and call on him and lean on him for your strength. Yes. Amen?
Amen.
That's not a contradiction. That is kingdom mathematics. Because in your weakness, the power of Christ tabernacles over you. The thorn may still be there, but the sting lost its power. The affliction may not move, and the anointing increases. The pain may not vanish, but the glory rests on you. Amen. Paul came to a place where he said, Therefore, I will glory in my infirmity. In my infirmities. I'm thanking God for the stroke. You've got to thank God for whatever your thorn is, whatever that thing is that is bothering you, that has you down, regardless of if it's physical, if it's mental, if it's spiritual. Thank God that he's kept you with a weakness, because if it wasn't for that, you wouldn't pray as hard as you do. If it wasn't for that, you wouldn't believe as much as you do. A lot of us, right, we'd be like, I just need $100 million. Just $100 million, just hit my account. But the truth be told, if God gave you the $100 million, you wouldn't know his name no more. You're going to be your own God. So, thank God for my thorn. Like weightlifting, resistance makes you stronger. The thorn became Paul's personal trainer. The very thing you thought was killing you is a thing that's keeping you humble, keeping you praying, keeping you dependent, keeping you real. Don't let the thorn trick you into thinking God abandoned you. Don't let the thorn convince you you're not anointed. Paul was still healing with the sick, with the thorn in his flesh. He was still writing epistles with the thorn in his side. He was still casting out demons while he was bleeding himself. You can still be effective while you're afflicted. You can still be powerful and still be in pain. You can still be chosen with a thorn. I came to tell somebody this morning, don't despise the thorn.
That was today's message on Arise, All Is Well. We pray it stirred your faith and reminded you that no matter what you're facing, all is well. If this podcast blessed you, share it with someone you love, and be sure to follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Amazon Music so you never miss a word. Want to support Arise Church? You can give by searching Arise Church on the Givelify app or text us at 833-702-5876 to learn more about ways to give and get connected. For prayer, events, or to join us in person, visit arisechurch.org or follow us on social media at Arise Church. Until next time, keep the faith, stay in the Word, and remember, all is well.